honorary degrees do not enjoy all that much honor. Playwright Neil Simon, upon receiving his honorary degree from Williams College, remarked that the distinction has its limitations. Quote, "Would you let an honorary mechanic fix your Mercedes?" Nevertheless, the tradition that began in the 15th century not only continues, it proliferates. In this week's edition of the Weekly Standard, contributing editor Joseph Epstein wrote about the honorary pickle at Northwestern University, where he taught for 30 years, when the school first offered and then later rescinded a degree to the now notorious Reverend Jeremiah Wright. Joseph Epstein joins us now from the studios of Northwestern. He's also a recipient of an honorary degree himself from Adelphi University in Long Island. Nice to have you on the program today, Doctor.
Yes, call me Doctor once more and I'll punch you out. You know. Watch out who you're calling Doctor, buddy.
Of course, we want to hear from those of you in the audience with an honorary degree. What's it worth to you? Our phone number is 800-989-8255. Email talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our blog at npr.org/blog of the nation. Joseph Epstein, you're there on the campus. Everybody at Northwestern still talking about the honorary embarrassment?
I don't think as much as they did a week or so ago. But the embarrassment is one of those, I suppose we now say in the cliche of the day, defining moments for honorary degrees. What happened was that someone at Northwestern decided that there's this interesting African-American character who's an activist named Jeremiah Wright. Why don't we give him an honorary degree? After all, everyone has done all the Maya Angelous and the Bill Cosbys and the John Hope Franklins. Here's an original figure. Let's do this. And then, lo, Reverend Wright goes and does something silly, not by saying, "I love you," but by saying what he said, which everyone knows, that the government caused AIDS to black poor people and so forth and so on. Northwestern found itself, as you say, in a pickle, deep in the brine of pickle juice, in fact. And the president decided that he had better withdraw the invitation to Reverend Wright, saying that the graduation is, after all, a celebratory event, and that the Reverend's controversial status would somehow explode the celebratory nature of the event into a kind of political awfulness. And they had to withdraw it, which I think must have been embarrassing all the way around.
You pointed out in your piece in the Weekly Standard that there are a couple of institutions, at least, who gave honorary degrees at one point to Robert Mugabe, who may regret it now.
Exactly. I think what's happened with honorary degrees, it was once rather a grand ritual that has lost its grandeur over the years. I think maybe, you know, the two great doctors who are honorary doctors are Dr. Franklin, Benjamin Franklin, who got his for his scientific endeavors, and Dr. Samuel Johnson, who got his for his scholarship and the great dictionary and so forth. Somebody sent me an email after this piece appeared telling me something I didn't know, and that is that in 1792, Oxford offered an honorary doctorate to Joseph Haydn, who, in recompense for the doctorate, wrote the Oxford Symphony, one of his great, you know, batch of London symphonies. In the next century, the University of Breslau did something similar to Brahms, and Brahms wrote the Academic Festival Overture. So that's a case of honorary doctorates paying off very well.
It's better than the usual 20-minute speech.
Exactly. Now, not everyone who gets an honorary doctorate gives a speech, though having someone famous receive an honorary doctorate is a way of getting a speech on the cheap, I should think.
Yeah, I thought that the honorary doctorate was, in fact, for finding the most famous person who's willing to give a speech for free.
That's, I see you need to be in research and development here at the university.
I should be. In fact, there's a funny story you tell in your piece about, somebody who was going to be the commencement speaker had to pull out at the last minute, apparently got sick or something, and somebody called you and offered you the slot.
Yes, he did, and he offered me a small fee, I should say, to give the commencement speech. And at the end of it, he said, "And of course, we'll toss in an honorary degree." I was so charmed by that toss in. I said, I wanted to say, I didn't have the wit to say it at the time, "How about tossing in instead a rear window defogger, or maybe radial tires? You know, we'll toss in." And I'm afraid that's what it's kind of come to.
This is this idea, though, as you suggest, when it started out, was rather grand, a way to honor people. Relatively few people in the 15th century got the chance to go to university.
Absolutely. And what it honored, for the most part, was science, scholarship, and art. The University of Chicago, as far as I know, is perhaps the only school that has the strict rule of still only giving honorary degrees to scientists, scholars, and occasionally less frequently artists. And in fact, there was an incident there where Bill Clinton sort of invited himself, as I guess politicians do, to give a commencement address there. And the university agreed to give him the commencement address, but only if he understood he would not get an honorary degree. So I think that keeping it strict like that is a useful thing. Not everyone can do it, because I think in giving honorary degrees, other motives are at work. Not least among, one is among them, is to show that you're politically all right, that you're giving degrees, you know, according to the new diversity pattern. So therefore, it must be an African American, must be a woman, there must be a Jewish character, there must be everyone mm-hmm. fits that degree. The other thing that happens, I think, is a lot of people give honorary degrees, a lot of universities, in the hope of getting money back. And so degrees are given to wealthy businessmen. I had a friend, Saul Linowitz, you may remember, was the chairman of Xerox. And he also was a diplomat under Lyndon Johnson. And he was a kind of perfect candidate, a man who had done good things in the world and was very wealthy. And Saul told me he had 64 such honorary degrees. He told me with a chuckle, by the way.
He had a lot of cowls.
He had cowls all over the joint.
Because that's one thing you do get to take home in addition to a certificate is a cowl.
It's true. A cowl is a sort of a little piece of silk cloth that goes over your gown.
Let's see if we can get some listeners involved in the conversation. Have you received an honorary degree, and what do you use it for? Give us a call, 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. Let's begin with Mark, and Mark's calling us from Kansas City.
Hi. Apropos of your conversation, I was in St. Louis at Washington University, my alma mater, on Friday when Phyllis Schlafly received a somewhat controversial honorary doctor of letters. I'm a kid who graduated in the 60s and 70s, so it was fun for us to meet the students who gave us white armbands. And when Ms. Schlafly got her award, about 4,000 or 5,000 of us stood up and turned our back. Very effective.
Mm-hmm. And hardly the first kind of protest that's ever been, thrown an honorary doctorate's way.
No, absolutely not. I found her comment sort of interesting. She said, at least the AP reported, that she said something like, all the people that turned around and with their backs to me were too immature to graduate. I think she missed the point of academic freedom.
I wonder if that is altogether academic freedom in a funny way. I think what it does point out, though, is if you give an honorary degree to anyone with any political tincture to him or her, you're asking for trouble, you know, on the right or on, I suppose, on the deep left. I knew about the Schlafly one, and I'm rather surprised that the public relations spirit that must reign in all universities allowed that degree to go through, because it's asking for trouble.
There were a lot of emails to alums and such. Ms. Schlafly is a double graduate of that university.
Oh, that I didn't know. That's interesting.
Schlafly in St. Louis, mm-hmm. something, and maybe as you guys said, you know, there's a paycheck mm-hmm. Or a contribution down the line. But it was fun 40 years or so after my graduation to protest again.
It lets you relive your 60s.
Right.
Thanks very much for the call, Mark.
Sure.
Let's see if we can go now to Rick. Rick's with us from Wildwood, New Jersey.
Hello there.
Hi there.
Thanks for taking my call, Neil. It's funny, I heard you mention the honorary degrees and doctorate. I recently received an award, I suppose you could call it, as an honorary Marine. I've never even served in the armed forces, but because of my job, I have opportunities to support the local Marine Corps League and veterans and so forth, and I was named an honorary Marine. So listening to your program, I have to say that while it is totally an honor, and I imagine it must be the same for as in the doctorate, that it is to be taken, I guess, somewhat lightly, because I did not serve as a Marine. I should not be considered a Marine, certainly, mm-hmm. in any way, shape, or form. But I do consider it a big honor to have had that bestowed upon me.
That's, I think, probably a little bit more rare than an honorary doctorate.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd rather be an honorary Marine than have an honorary doctorate from Yale. Better deal. Hold that.
Well, I will hold on to that. I'll be quick. A different note, I never got a degree from college, but because of my background, I was able to teach college as an adjunct. Uh-huh. So who needs the degree?
There you go.
Thanks very much for the call, Rick, and Semper Fi.
Yes.
Semper Fi.
Right.
Let's talk with David. David's with us from Edmond, Oklahoma.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, please.
I've always felt like it was an honor that I was at the University of California, Berkeley, when John F. Kennedy received his honorary degree. And I believe it was an honorary law degree.
And was he president then or still in the Senate?
He was, I believe, still in the Senate. I do not believe he was the president. But I could be mistaken on that one.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think he was the president, no. But a group of us got to go and watch him. I have a little brownie picture of it. I'd have to really blow it up to actually see who was there receiving the degree, you know?
Yeah, unless your name began with two A's, you were probably a long way from the lectern.
You know, you're mentioning...
But I always felt it was an honor to have been there.
You're mentioning that is a reminder of the kinds of people that have been getting honorary degrees. It's been a bit of a slide. You know, it starts out, as I say, with people like Ben Franklin and Dr. Johnson and Joseph Haydn and Brahms. And then it stays with, you know, scientists and scholars and artists. And suddenly, about 25 or so years ago, the hottest honorary degree recipients became television broadcasters. I should imagine Walter Cronkite must have 600 or 700 honorary degrees. Ted Koppel, those that have a patina of intellectual luster about them. And then it slid down to actors, and suddenly Robert Redford, Meryl Streep, and now it's sort of television actors.
I agree with the sliding down part. I definitely agree on that.
I would like the White Sox have a relief pitcher named Bobby Jenks. I'd like to see him get one at season's end.
He might drop it as he's coming off stage.
Oh, how about the big hurt, Frank Thomas?
Perfect.
And he may be soon have a lot of time on his hands to write a speech. David, thanks very much for the call. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
We're talking with Joseph Epstein, a contributing editor to the Weekly Standard, about a piece he wrote for the Weekly Standard about honorary degrees and their lack of distinction. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's go to Mary. Mary with us from Louisville in Kentucky.
Hi, how are you this afternoon?
I'm well, thank you.
As I understand it, Dr. Jerry Falwell received an honorary degree, after which he began referring to himself as Dr. Falwell. He did later receive a doctorate, although from an unaccredited university. And I just wonder, is that considered appropriate or usual for somebody who receives an honorary degree to then take the title of doctor?
You know, it's funny. Ben Franklin, who was a genuinely extraordinary man, fancied calling himself doctor. And it was an honorary degree he had alone. You know, in academic circles, I think it's thought, if you have a PhD, it's thought rather Bush League to call yourself doctor, or insist that your students call yourself doctor.
Here's an email question from John in Sacramento. Is it okay to cite an honorary doctorate in your resume?
I think it's all right to cite a good night's sleep in your resume.
Thanks for the call, Mary.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Philip. Philip with us from Charlotte in North Carolina.
Yes, how you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Good. I mean, you know, growing up on the continent of Africa, we had a lot of leaders that had these honorary degrees, and, you know, they took it very seriously. In fact, if you did not call some of them a doctor, you know, it was a crime. You go to jail for it. And a specific example is Liberia, you know, Samuel Doe. You couldn't call him that name. You had to call him Dr. Samuel Kanyan Doe. And that's all I'll say.
And perhaps Dr. Mugabe as well.
Right.
Philip, thanks very much for the call.
Okay.
Here's an email. This is from Lisa in Portland, Oregon. Worse than honorary degrees are executive degrees. I've met people who claim to have a degree from Harvard. I have an undergraduate degree. And when you probe further, it turns out they paid a lot of money for some executive program that lasted 3 weeks. My degree cost a lot more and took much more time to learn. So, but at least 3 weeks. Nobody takes that long to write their speech.
Mm-hmm. degree. It's all a matter of degree, isn't it?
Let's go to Dave. Dave in San Francisco.
Hi, Neil. Thanks for having me. Graduate of Princeton University. I was there when we gave Dr. Seuss an honorary degree. Of course, he didn't need to be called Doc. He already was called Doctor. But the funny thing was, it seemed so appropriate to honor this person who instilled in young people a desire to read. And here they were at their commencement exercise, reciting Green Eggs and Ham in the background as he spoke.
On the other hand, however, he inspired 1,000 commencement speakers after him to talk about, oh, the places you'll go. And if I hear that speech one more time, I'm just glad I don't have any more children.
True enough, but he was an engaging speaker, and I just thought it was wonderful how ironic it was that he would get a degree of doctor while he's already Dr. Seuss. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks, Dave, very much. And finally, before you let you go, Joseph Epstein, you haven't told us what distinction earned you your honorary doctorate from Adelphi.
I'm not clear on that. It was a doctor of humane letters, you should know. And the company was pretty good. There was Agnes DeMille and Helen Frankenthaler, the painter, David Lonsman, who did Shoah. And I think I accepted it because my vanity was so very great. I never asked why I got it. Today, I think this vanity has been tempered a little by skepticism. My own degrees, I think you should know, I have a single degree. I have a BA in absentia.
And we all know that the humane letters are A, E, I, O, and U.
Exactly.
Joseph Epstein, thanks very much for your time today.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
Pleasure.
Joseph Epstein, a contributor to the Weekly Standard, contributing editor, and a much-published author. His forthcoming book is called Fred Astaire, and he joined us from the campus studio at Northwestern University in Chicago. Tomorrow, we're back at the museum. Join us. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.